Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm streaming like Ryan.
Streaming?
You're screaming.
Am I screaming?
You yelled that into the microphone.
Should I start all over?
Are you streaming?
Casual Cowards of Gaming. This is Ryan. I'm Chester. It's a long par four to the nation's capital.
Beautiful California.
Oh.
Oh. What episode is this?
Oh, this is 67. According to my PowerPoint presentation.
According to it.
That you want to make fun of me for. Go ahead.
I do not want to make fun of the PowerPoint
presentation.
Look how organized
I am. Did you know? I didn't even know Google did this.
Google does everything.
This is amazing.
Google's actually. Yeah.
Google Drive is like everything that Office does.
Yeah. Google's actually doing our episode as we speak right now.
Thanks, mm-hmm. Google. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Google.
Truth.
We know you better than you know yourself.
Brought to you by Google. Pay us.
You don't have to pay Google.
No, I'm saying they should pay us.
Yeah, someone pay us.
Nobody's going to pay us.
Everyone should pay us.
We should.
We're providing a service to the community.
We could start it. We could start a Patreon where all those fucking hacks.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, if you guys want to see these up, okay, I'm going to piss people off. But the Patreons are just like, we need $1,100 for this month in order to keep everything online. So give us your money.
You know what we do? We just have day jobs.
Yeah, we.
Rochester's case, an afternoon job.
Afternoonish, midday to afternoon.
Well, I go in at 10. That's before noon.
Okay, yeah. So it's midday to afternoon. Midday to afternoon. Yeah. It works.
Afternoon job.
Still working 40 hours a week.
That's right.
I don't even work 40 hours a week. I work 37.5.
Ah, I want to hit you right in your tiny little.
Don't
cotton.
You? Mm-hmm. Don't you?
No, I work like 60 hours a week.
I know. That's why. It's I
fucking amazing.
Don't you hit
love
me?
It. Yeah, I do. I want to get
mean,
up and hit you right now.
If you consider the, you know, half hour break that I get.
For lunch? That's all you get?
No, I take hour lunches.
Are you supposed to get a half an hour break?
State mandated half hour, 15 minute breaks
two
per day.
And a 30.
So I'm technically working 37 and a half hours.
Boom. I just get to leave.
Is that how you're doing your math, Dirk?
No, we're only required to work 37 and a half hours.
Oh, your salary, though.
I am salary.
So fuck overtime.
It's called exempt, motherfucker.
I get paid by the hour. Give me that overtime.
You're non-exempt. I am exempt. You are non-exempt. Get
is
on
that
my
what you tell the government
level?
When you're doing your taxes, too?
No, I pay them a lot.
Oh.
Pay them a lot.
All right. Well, Chester.
We're going round robin. What you doing this
what
week?
What you been doing this week?
What did I do this week?
You took the whole. Did you take the whole week off?
I was asking you guys. No, I worked Sunday and Monday. Tuesday was the company golf tournament.
Oh, really?
So I took vacation time and got shit-faced on the company dime.
Very nice.
Wait, why did you take vacation time?
To get shit-faced on the company dime.
So that I could have the day off to play golf.
Would they have made you go to work afterwards when the golf tournament was done?
It was in the middle of my shift.
I'm confused.
So the answer is yes.
Okay.
People have to be there. You can't just shut down the entire company.
Oh, I know this. Right. I understand how phone coverage works and, like, you know, keeping
you would have had to
the call center going.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Very That's important. Awesome. How'd you do?
I had a great time.
I don't think he played. He just drank.
No, he probably played. Chester plays golf. I played golf with him.
Yeah.
Well, what Chester does, he calls play golf.
You didn't
golf.
Play, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Sure.
Yo, you play drinking games. You play bottoms up.
I play golf.
Which one of the sandbagging people you work with came out as the winner, and what was their score?
The same guys that win every year.
The CEOs.
There's two people
the
who play golf like
play
every
golf.
Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, well, there's a gentleman who he was a supervisor at the old location that I worked at,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind of an arrogant, condescending asshole.
He wasn't one of the people I played with.
No,
because those guys weren't winning shit.
No, and his team was actually behind us in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So every time they'd come up to wait for us to tee off, he'd just be saying snide fucking comments.
Oh.
Just rude shit. And it was just like, why don't you guys just play through? Like, just go in front of us.
You use a 5-iron on that?
Listen to you.
Good luck.
You should have Bob Barker'd his ass.
Well, we were waiting for the team in front of us to finish.
Did you guys do a shot?
And he's like, you girls can just go. You're not going to hit them. Like, fucking eat a dick, dude.
Did you, was it a shotgun start or they give you guys tee times?
Shotgun.
Shotgun? Shotgun start. Nice.
I don't know. I have no idea what you
shotgun,
guys are talking
shotgun
about.
Shotgun start means you send every team out to a hole. So there's 18 teams, and you send them out to a hole, and then
the course we played
oh,
at...
Oh, so you're not all waiting at hole one.
Greyhawk yeah. actually has
Oh, Greyhawk
two,
is nice.
There's two courses, so there's 36 holes.
That was developed by...
And they had us pair up. Like, there were 72 groups of four.
Nice. Yeah, so you had a group of two.
So that, like, no, that everyone's going to be waiting for the person in front of them to finish every time, but this guy would still pull up and just talk shit.
Greyhawk was developed by the guy who has psoriatic arthritis. Who is that?
A fucking million people in the world.
He's the golfer.
Congratulations.
He's the only one.
He's the golfer.
He's the only
golfer with arthritis. So it's like Phil Mickelson or something. I don't
the
know.
The one on the arthritis commercials?
Yeah, it's that guy.
That's Phil Mickelson. The fat one?
No.
Phil Mickelson is fat.
I don't know. Anyway, I know that he designed Greyhawk because I played there in the summer and I got to see his picture and stuff because I can't afford that place.
Didn't he go to ASU?
Me neither. It's like $109 a person.
Unless it's in the summer, then you get it on Golf Now and it's $25 and you get a lunch.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Golfing.
Well, it cost me $20 and I got a lunch.
There you go.
And two free beers.
Two free drinks. Did you do anything gaming related outside of playing, instead of gaming the system?
Well, let's see. What's that? That game that was like 360's flagship game, that Rise, Son of Rome.
Oh, yeah. I almost got it. It was on sale on
Steam. $5 on Steam right now.
How is it?
I heard it wasn't that good.
They want to be God of War, but you have a sword instead of giant chains that whip around and destroy everyone in front of you. I don't know. It's kind of boring.
It was Phil Mickelson.
They could have made the sword bigger.
That's all it takes. Right. Just make the sword bigger.
Because Kratos has a sword.
For a few hours.
Sometimes.
It was okay. I might get through the whole story.
Yeah, it was $5. I almost bought it yesterday. I bought Mad Max instead.
I played for a few hours, and I feel like I've already almost maxed out my character.
Dang, that's the kind of game I like.
Yeah.
Let's get into the shit. Let me be a humongous monster.
Right?
That's it?
I
know you got more, bro.
What else?
You had to be playing games today when I text you, or like when we were texting back and forth. You sent me a picture of your keyboard. I'm assuming you were at your computer.
He was masturbating.
I'm always at my computer.
Okay.
Look further down on the photo. His cock's hanging out.
Right?
What are you doing? Handling myself. No,
today I was playing Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes on my phone and watching Parks and Recreation.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And I found a great... you guys remember Virtual Pets?
Like the Tamagotchis?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great mobile app called Cthulhu Virtual Pet.
Can we battle our Cthulhus against each other?
I have no idea.
I would imagine you probably could. That'd
I
be
just
a waste
started
of...
it, and if he goes hungry, he starts eating his followers. But the more followers you have, the faster he levels up, I guess. I don't know.
That's the way Cthulhu
works. The hungrier
works.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where do you find... Do you just like comb the internet, or...
No. Nope.
Someone at work was playing it.
Nope.
How'd you find it?
I went on to Google Play because my roommate said there was a Kung Fury game. So I went on Google Play and it said, recommended for you, Cthulhu Virtual Pet. And I was like, oh, I'll check this out.
Yes. You got clickbaited. Are there in-app purchases? Can you buy followers?
There's advertisements. And I think there's in-app purchases. It said there was.
There's always in-app purchases.
I didn't see them. Same with the Kung Fury game, which I have not fired up yet, but I did download it.
Tight.
I'm still trying to figure out the app that you made me download for that we never got into because your roommate didn't want to do it. Eon Altar?
Oh, Eon Altar?
Yeah. What is that?
It's kind of like Diablo.
Oh, but this is my controller.
But okay. Each person has their cell phone, their smartphone is their controller, and it like has dialogue and character thoughts and stuff that show up on your phone that you can choose to share with other people.
Ooh.
And when I was playing with Sean, I was playing as the Crusader, and I was doing this great fucking voice for it, and he was just like, me, 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 me.
That's actually a pretty good impression of Sean. Says we have to go to the door.
Right? I was like, I'll save them! And he's like, okay.
All right, let's get in there and save them.
Let's go save them. Oh, boy, it's fun to play with you.
He was fun listening to playing Battlefront.
Yeah.
He gets kind of elevated, so it's kind of a higher pitch nasally.
He gets elevated when he's playing competitive games.
He wasn't that when we were doing Borderlands. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to die in here.
That's not competitive. It's cool.
When we kept dying, where were we wheeled to an area we were not supposed to be in? Like, was it the D&D campaign?
Maybe.
And we were just getting slaughtered. Oh, yeah, we're going to die in here.
So nice.
What about you? Tons of fun. What'd you do?
Batman.
Oh, that's right. You finally upgraded your RAM so you can play the Batman.
I played the Batman. I now have 24 gigs of RAM, which is obscene.
That is obscene.
It actually makes my computer run a little bit faster.
No way.
Nice.
More random access memory.
Well,
I
thought that when you hit the solid state drive, that would kind of take everything out. So you have your solid state drive for your... operating system and then solid state drive for
your
game.
No, you also need immediately available memory to run programs.
Okay, I got it. Thank you for that. Anyway, I'm very upset that Batman got so much shit for the development side of it because
well, they released a broken game.
I was well because if you go back and listen to the episodes,
we got all the patches now.
Yeah, we have them all now. I was really upset that I couldn't play it. I had to buy a PS4 if I wanted to play it because I really, really, really wanted to play that game. I fucking love the Batman games. The Arkham Origins one, I kind of fell off. It just wasn't right for me. There, I don't know, it just didn't sit well with me. This game is awesome. They took the full story from Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City, and they tied it into a nice little bow and then gave it to you. Are you guys ever going to play it? Because I could spoil the shit
go ahead
out of
and
you.
Spoil it. I'm never going to play it. He'll probably play it.
Do you care? I mean,
how's the Arkham Knight?
The game's been out for a year.
It has been out for a year. So the Joker's dead as of the second game, but Joker's blood is inside of you. You find out in the third game that Joker's blood is actually turning people into the Joker. Like seven people.
His blood is inside of you.
Yeah, because he injects you with it in Arkham City to motivate you.
So the Joker's inside of you.
The Joker's inside of you.
Cool.
Well. Scarecrow's toxin that you're trying to stop actually activates Joker inside of you. So you're wandering around and it's like Fight Club. He's Tyler Durden in spaces. Like you walk out of a door, he's just sitting there.
Who, the Joker?
This Joker just talking shit to you. And the Scarecrow is fucking brutal because he winds up getting Oracle to kill herself.
Word?
I'm hoping that it's just a hallucination.
Well, it's not. It's not canon.
It's not canon, but you actually tell Jim Gordon that you're the reason why she was kidnapped, and you have to tell him that she's
the
Oracle.
Reason she's dead.
That she's Oracle, and then you finally make it to her, and she puts a gun to her head, and right when she's about to shoot, Joker walks right in front of the screen, is like bang, and like you hear the gunshot, and she's laid out in her fucking wheelchair. That is exactly what.
That's tight,
dude. It is. It mind fucked me twice. The Joker one was once, Oracle was twice, and I need. This game inside of me. I need to consume
that's
more of
great,
this game.
That's great, man. That's like Killing Joke level shit. That's badass.
They replayed the scene from the Killing Joke.
Where they put her in the wheelchair?
Yeah, where he put her in the wheelchair.
Awesome. Was she naked?
She was not naked. Wow.
That's the new, by the way, that's the new DC animated. They're doing the Killing Joke.
That would
and
be cool.
Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill are both coming back.
Nice.
Well, were they
on board?
The ultimate.
Well, they even had Joker, like, you know, kind of give a commentary. He's like, when he finds, because he's in Batman's head, and he's like, oh, my God, I had no idea that she
oh
was.
Oh, it's Christopher Walken?
I had no idea.
Oh, my God, Batman. I had no idea that she was Batgirl.
That was Gordon?
I was just trying to get back at Gordon. Because he made me carry this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass. So they kind of go through it.
Like a batarang.
Yeah. But the power-ups are awesome. The Batmobile is dope because it turns into the tank like at will.
Don't they give it to you like really early?
You get it within the first 15 minutes.
You don't even have to work for it.
No, they just give it to you because you have to because the Arkham Knight, who we're still trying to figure out who that is, he wants to kill Batman. There are a couple times he could have killed Batman.
Do they even reveal that in the game?
They will reveal who the Arkham Knight is. It's not Azrael because Azrael is actually a playable character.
Yeah,
in
I heard
the
it's
campaign.
Not Azrael. I've heard that, which I don't give a shit.
That's another cool thing. You
it's
run
probably
into.
Probably the Joker.
It's probably the Joker.
Probably
everyone's
the Joker.
Just like Black Mask was the Joker.
Well, except for in the opening scene, you actually push the button to incinerate Joker's body. So he's dead. He's done. He's cremated.
That's what they said about Darth Vader.
And apparently he came back.
Yeah, he's dead. He's absolutely dead.
So that's what I mean. That and I played a little bit of Shovel Knight. Still having fun with the Wii U. I picked up an NES top loader for $90.
Oh, I hate you.
And I got that for cheap. Cheaper than what it's going
for. No, that's
for.
First of all, that's not cheap.
Cheaper than what it's going for.
Second of all, you already have a Nintendo.
$90 bucks.
That loads it directly into the front. The way God meant for a Nintendo to be loaded.
To take it in the front, not the top.
Take it in the front. Mm-hmm. You put it in the top, that's sinning.
I'm just telling
you. That's abomination.
Of all the systems that I have that was the last system that I wanted. Like that was
But will it be the last system you buy?
Probably not. Probably not.
Definitely not.
He knows this.
He's
going
to have to modify that one
and
then buy a new top loader.
Any side loader and a back loader.
Back loader or front loader. Oh, you already got a front loader.
I did a front loader. I'm actually going to get it modded.
I fucking told you. And then he's going to decide, oh, well, I have this one modified. I need an original one.
He's got to get the top loader to modify it so it loads in the front.
Yeah, I'm actually getting it. Yeah,
and then the front loader. You play Super Nintendo games.
The front loader actually has a thing you stick in there that you can load it from the top. Now, the problem with the top loaders, even though they came out after the front loaders, and like they were actually out while the Super Nintendo was out, they only have RF jacks. So this guy in my gaming group, Mr. Wizard, the guy with the big giant beard. I'm going to give him $25 and he's going to put an AV audio and video out so I can.
Did you view video before?
RF.
What is RF?
The big gray brick that you screw.
Oh,
with
the coax.
Yeah, coax. Nice. RF adapter.
Just use that.
I don't want that.
But that's the OG way to do it.
Listen, I'm looking at it. I'm not paying him to.
He wants to play retro games the modern way, bro.
I
on
do.
His phone?
Well, I did contemplate for a minute because he can RGB mod it, so
it's
I can
got a
play
USB
it.
Jack. Now.
I can play it through HDMI, but that mod costs $200.
Can he put an HDMI on it? Can he put a USB on it?
Did you not just hear what I said?
That's what I meant to say. USB though.
He probably can. I mean, this guy—he's Mr. Wizard. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He just like haphazardly slams a USB. Like, there you go. Like, what does it do? Oh, it doesn't anything. You just have a USB port on it.
Just there. Did I show you? Did
you
I show
can charge
you?
Charge your phone.
It will only charge a Kindle.
Did I show you the ghost? The Ghostbuster repros that he made that like made like national news.
No, but that sounds illegal.
No, because Ghostbusters 2 never came out because he was making Ghostbusters 2 repros that was never released in the United States, so it was legal for them to actually do it because it was done overseas. Huh. There was some just the cases. He was doing clear cases with like slime or ooze. Uh-huh. They were fucking amazing. Like, he had one for sale for $60, and I was like, I need this. But he actually sold it to somebody else.
Wow.
Thanks, Jared.
Now you can buy one in, like, 2 or 3 years for $90.
Yeah, the repro scene is actually kind of expensive. But yeah, other than that, Shovel Knight, I've been playing that for the first time on the Wii U, and just I'm still trucking along with my what is it, retro? Playing that retro stuff with the wife?
The Weave? That thing fucking sucked, that goddamn golf game on there. That's dog shit.
She said that she had problems with you that you wouldn't take turns. You wanted to go until you died.
Yeah. That's the rules.
It's not a two-player game, but any controller can work. So it's just like, take turns, go back and forth.
No. Go until it's
you
done.
You turn into 8-year-old Ryan. No! It's mine!
It's my guy. I didn't die yet.
Anyway, what have you been doing besides working?
So my boss has been playing Grand Theft Auto 5. And he will not stop talking about it. So I just restarted.
Is he playing on the PC?
PS4. And then, I just restarted a new game of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Hey, I did that with, I think, Vice City.
Because he just will not stop talking about it. I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I'm going to go do that again. That was fun.
How far along are you?
I just did the Meriwether job. And I'm about to do the FIB one where you have to knock over the Harbor truck.
Okay.
With the dump truck, and then, I'm about there. That one's hard.
You're not doing the you haven't started the heist yet though, right?
Yeah, those are heists.
Oh, are they heists?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Meriwether one where you sink the boat, that's a heist. What do you want?
I'm just pointing at you because your levels are really low.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll fix it in post.
All right.
I fired up Fez again yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Is that because you're researching for your Phil Fish?
No. So how the bread is made over here. Hey, everybody.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, that's my impression of Dirk.
He's pretty spot on.
That was pretty good.
See, when Dirk's gone, I can just be both of
just
us.
Just be both of them?
Yeah, just back and forth.
Retro gaming is great.
What else did I do?
I bought another console.
I like the nasal.
Wait, I'm the nasally one.
I can't. My voice won't go deep enough to do a Ryan impression.
I bought another console.
I'll just turn to you into Shaquille O'Neal. Like, it's hard to breathe. I bought another console.
I started playing Fez Shaquille.
Maybe I should do an impression of me. I didn't really play any games this week. I was real busy.
He's turned into fucking Buffalo Bill.
I'd fuck me. You fuck me. I work a lot, guys. I don't try to play video games.
Can you say I've got a girl in a pit in the back?
Plus, I gotta feed that bitch in the backyard.
No, you don't feed her. You gotta slim her down.
Why?
Because you're trying to make a skin suit out of her.
This then I don't want her to get fat. I'm fat. No, I want her to be fatter.
You kidnap a fat chick. You
fat girl.
And then you starve her so the skin's real loose and easy to pull off.
What are you, about a size 11?
Come on.
Oh, I'm any bigger than that.
Haven't you ever made a skin suit out of a fat chick before?
Well, once fat chick. Once fat chick. You want skin aprons hanging off of this girl.
I have a skin apron in the attic. Anyways.
welcome to the Casual Cowards.
Well, I do. Anyways.
We're changing our podcast name to the Manitowoc Fighting Avery's.
What?
Chester just shakes his head.
The Casual Cowards of cosplay. Let's talk about cosplay. So I have a skin apron up in the attic.
Skin. We're doing quotey fingers. Skin.
Skin. Well, it's mostly skin. Some of it's actually hair.
It's vinyl.
It is vinyl. No, it's pleather.
Oh, it's pleather.
It's pleather.
Isn't that vinyl? Isn't pleather
it's
vinyl?
Polyester. Or I don't remember what it's called, but it's tight. It's real tight. Actually, some of it is real leather, I think.
So it's tight on you.
Yeah, it's real tight on me. Well, it would be now.
That poor pyramid head is just sitting up there in the
attic. Falling apart because it gets hot up there and the hot glue's falling off.
Oh, that sucks.
The hot glue's remelting.
What are you, about a size 11?
Anyways, Grand Theft Auto, is that all I did? I bought Mad Max. Am I going to enjoy that?
I liked it.
Tight.
Well, you said you weren't really into the Batman game. Did you play Shadow? You played Shadow of Mordor, but
I liked that game until Caragor happened.
Until the Caragors, there's no Caragors.
That's good.
So you might like it.
Cool. I actually like Shadow of Mordor.
There's also no Caragors in Batman. Oh, that's what I want to say. Batman did overheat my fucking rig. It made blue screen.
Word.
Yeah, but I played it for like 6.5 hours straight.
That's what I do with Grand Theft Auto.
That's why I think that it hasn't been optimized for PC because but I also have an AMD processor.
Do you have the stock fan?
No, I put a fucking big ass, beefy ass fan.
Just making sure.
I was telling Chester I might make the jump to water cooling because of this game, and he's like, "There's a silver lining." That's my impression.
What's the silver lining? Wait, now he just sounds like a big gay dude.
That's all I got.
Hey, I'm Chester.
That's not what he said.
I got
like.
Nothing. There are no distinguishing characteristics of Chester. I can't do any.
See? Overblown. You sound like him right now. Just normal voice.
Right? I'm just a regular average Joe.
Regular Joe.
I'm just a regular average Joe.
I have no distinguishing characteristics. I might as well be a piece of toast.
I'm just a regular hardworking American.
Or cardboard. Cardboard
I
or toast.
I come from France.
I like video games and beer.
All right.
So what we got on the docket today?
So am I the only one that is excited about Quantum Break? You guys haven't even
stopped getting excited about games.
I don't know.
Did you
I don't
hear
know
the Batman
what
story I told you?
Yeah,
I'm done getting
I'm
excited.
You're
about
done getting excited about games.
I'm done.
Well, F you then, Chester. Let's talk about Quantum Break.
Do it.
Tell me all about Quantum Break so that I can be excited with you.
It's Microsoft's new game.
Boring.
I know. It's gonna be on the Xbox.
If I
would have
had beer in my
PC.
Mouth, I
would have
spit it everywhere. Let me do
it's
a minimal
kinda like
amount of
this.
Research.
I don't remember how you get these powers because I was drunk when I was watching it, but you get the ability to like stop and slow time and do all kinds of cool stuff with time. And it's got Iceman in it. And he's the main character.
Iceman?
Iceman from the X-Men, not from Top Gun.
Oh, disappointed!
It's also got Charlie from Lost, who is also Mary on a Lord of the Rings.
I would be in if it was Charlie from
Charlie from Sunny.
that's my
See, that's where your head went.
I heard Charlie, I thought.
And Littlefinger from Game of Thrones is the bad guy.
All right.
So that'd be cool cuz that guy's kind of
You're talking about the actual voice actors, not the characters.
No, their character models are them too.
No, but I'm saying like the actual characters from their
that looks like Joel McHale
canon.
Is one of them.
Joel McHale?
Oh, that's the guy who played as Iceman.
That's Iceman.
Okay.
Is Joel McHale.
So you have the ability to change time?
Yeah, it just looks cool. I didn't really look into the story that much because I just watched some gameplay on it.
What was the game that they did that a while ago where it was like the Nazi, you could go back to Nazi
I
Germany?
Do they use the Rolling Stones, Time May Change Me?
Oh, no, dude.
But I can't change time?
No, even better. They played this like indie, like really slow female version of Come As You Are. Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it killed me. It killed me inside. But I did enjoy the trailer. I think it was Rooster Teeth or Achievement Hunter or someone got an advanced copy of it and they were playing it. And it looks really awesome, some of the time tricks you can do.
There was a game that they already kind of did that, didn't they? I'm trying to find it right now.
Yeah, Max Payne. You could stop
Max
time.
Payne.
No, you could slow time down. Time. But that was bullet time. That was not
Time Cop.
Time Cop. Yes, that game. I would play a Time Cop game.
What am I thinking of? The game, the shooter, where you
Time Crisis.
Time Crisis.
Time Cop.
That wasn't. I don't.
Well,
think,
you're
I,
a
I
cop.
I
don't
time think, Cop. The game. The movie.
Wait, you were a cop. And there was time
and
in the
you
title.
Were in time.
So that worked. I don't think that that's the way that it works, though.
So anyways, I guess their pre-orders?
Have exceeded expectations.
Well ahead of
Of course
that.
They are.
Well it's ahead. Because people are dumb and won't stop pre-ordering games.
I know. So it comes out Monday, actually, I believe.
Singularity was the game. That was the game that they, didn't they kind of time travel and do like shit like that?
I never played it.
Yeah, it's not that good of a game.
Well, that's probably why I didn't
play
it.
Made by id.
Because like this, I'm not going to go get it Monday. I'm going to wait for it to come out, and then I'm going to read all the shitty reviews, and then I'm going to decide if I want to buy it.
You don't have a 980 Ti.
That's another thing I want to talk about. The system requirements. So
my rig can't play this because of the...
I couldn't play it in the back. You need an i7-4790, which is what I have in here, in the Beat Lab here. That's why we sound so good. 16 gigabytes of RAM.
I got that.
And a 6 gigabyte 980 Ti or an R9 Fury X.
I have a 980, but not a Ti.
So.
That's ridiculous.
Go get your new $600 video card so you can play this game.
Or.
Nah.
Don't you have a 980 Ti, Chester?
I've got a 980X, I think.
Oh.
Or just a 980. It's
get your
a
shit
Ti.
Together.
That's yeah. the Titan.
No, the yeah. TIs. No, the TIs came out like maybe 2 or 3 months after I purchased mine, which was like, motherfucker.
So you need a badass video card or an X-Bone.
Yeah, that would be the... Well, just go out and buy an Xbox. It's cheaper,
it's
than,
cheaper
a new,
than a new video card.
Stupid. Fucking stupid.
So yeah, it's ridiculous. So I'll probably play it after I upgrade my PC.
And they'll have to dumb down the graphics for the X-Bone anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's not doing that because my old rig with the 780 or the 720, whatever video card I had in that was better than the Xbox One and the PlayStation 3.
Yeah,
PlayStation 4.
That it's actually right. It's in there. That old one you had. That one we had in here. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, I want to play it really bad, but the minimum system requirements are out of control.
You just watch it on Twitch.
Yeah, I'll watch Let's Plays.
Wait, that doesn't make okay. So a game like that,
like Alan Wake. This, Alan Wake looks cool to watch. And
this
not play.
Bothers me. with if a studio does something like this, because this is either you have to have a blown out of the water fucking system.
Or they'll dumb it down for the console, but not dumb it down for the PC.
So they're driving people to buy their consoles instead of actually upgrading your
Welcome
PC.
To Microsoft's business model.
Fuck that, man. But
they're fighting the PC revolution for some reason.
They just said they're going to turn the... If they... God, I'll go to fucking
They're
going to
do what? Make Windows 10 more accessible to gamers? They also said that, too, and I don't believe them for a second.
Well, they have like an Xbox feature of Windows 10 that I never
use. Oh yeah,
used.
There's an Xbox app on Windows.
Yeah,
10.
Yeah, and I don't use that shit.
Of course
I use
you don't,
Steam
because an
like,
Xbox and a PC are two completely separate devices.
No. You need to get them on them both because they are totally interchangeable, right? They meld together very nicely. It's like two.
I wish
fingers.
I had a fart announcer because I have a fart in the microphone. I would fart in my own microphone.
I would do it
for comedy.
Just.
And then I'd sit right back down and put my face in it.
The game probably looks pretty good. I don't agree with that. I mean, and not because my rig won't play it, but neither will anybody else's.
Well, yeah, unless you're one of those hardcore PC gamers. I mean, we play PC games, but it's mostly because it's easier for us to play cross-platform. Like, if I didn't want to play certain games with you guys, I probably would have just got them on PS4. But I wanted to play Grand Theft Auto with you, so I got it on PC.
But your graphics are going to be better on the... never mind, I'm talking to a blind guy.
Yeah, like, who the fuck are you talking to?
I just started the argument.
I actually just turned my graphics down on GTA so it would run a tiny bit smoother.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I didn't notice any difference at all. None at all.
I'm so sorry. The future has finally surpassed.
Still like, looks fantastic.
Speaking of his blindness, I ordered a Google Glass. No, not Google Glass. The Google Cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google Cardboard?
Is it here?
It's arriving like later this week.
Oh, my boss has the Samsung VR and he brought it in the other day and we forgot to play with it.
That thing that's like $50, you can get just the Google Cardboard for $15 and it does the same thing.
Yeah, my boss is one of
it
those.
It holds
I
your phone
the coolest stuff,
3 inches away from your face.
Oh, and you can do the 3D
there's
stuff?
There's a VR app called Cardboard.
Are you kidding me?
Can't you use it? Doesn't it work with like Google Maps?
But there's a...
You can, like walk around like...
Yeah, it's got a bunch of... I can't use it yet. Well, I guess I could. I don't have the device to hold it 3 inches away from my eyes yet, so I can't use it.
Aside from your hand?
I don't...
Well, it blocks off all the
Come
light.
On, bro. Don't be ridiculous.
You did ask if we were recording at 5, and I did one scroll up and took a picture. It was like, there you go.
Don't be ridiculous.
We should see if we could engineer one before he gets it in the mail.
You can. There's instructions online. How to
yeah,
make
you
one.
Just cut it out of cardboard.
Yeah. Are you going to go make one right now? Yes, I am. All right. Good luck.
All right. We'll be waiting.
I'm totally lost. What were we talking about? Google Glass.
Cardboard.
What possessed you to buy that?
The VR revolution is happening.
Oh,
it is. It's fucking happening.
I'm so blind.
Well, on the bright side, maybe not on the bright side, but the Western medicine treatment of eye diseases is also undergoing a revolution. So
I hope so.
You could very soon have vision returned in both eyes. Like
they would have
vision.
To completely replace my optic nerve.
That is a very, very strong possibility with the...
So if there's any doctors listening, I have macular degeneration, and I need you to replace my optic nerve.
They're doing all kinds of stuff for that.
Okay, thanks,
using
bye.
Using stem cells.
Oh, I'd inject stem cells directly into my eye if it would help.
Also, just a fucking replacing your eye with a mechanized version of it. Like
I would also like to have a robot eye.
Right?
Like the Terminator?
Yeah.
And make it go...
Yeah.
When it focuses, red in the middle,
exactly,
gangster.
Dude.
I would totally fucking do that. In a heartbeat.
Could very well in your lifetime.
Even if I only saw like red.
Have vision restored to both eyes.
And it had like nonsense coming down the side like letters.
Yeah.
And like target, Dirk Mathis. And then I fart on his microphone.
You need to call a doctor.
Tell me why.
No pun intended. That shit ain't right. You need to call a doctor.
You should have seen some of my shits earlier.
Oh my God.
I
there
almost
was
did call
nothing
a doctor.
Left in the toilet.
I dusted some stuff up.
it's like
it came up from the deep.
It did.
Like yeah. when you were still white trash and had an aquarium, and then the water gets low and you dump the water in it, and it goes.
That's exactly what it was like.
Sweet.
Anyway. So what are you guys talking about?
I think Tuesday I probably took at least a dozen.
I was just saying
the crazy.
Virtual reality revolution is
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, that shit's like, happening.
I don't think it's going to stick, though.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, it's happening.
It's everywhere.
The Oculus just shipped.
I showed you that video of the augmented reality video chat.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a fucking thing.
That was kind of cool.
That was really
neat. That was kind of creepy, but kind of cool at the same time.
Oh, yeah, the little girl.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Well, the first thing she said, that was taken straight out of the 2001 Space Odyssey movie. There's a scene at the beginning where the dude is talking to video chat with his son. He's on the moon, kid's on Earth, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And word for word, same lines. They taught that little girl to say the same lines.
Which was?
I don't remember. It's like,
yeah, I don't remember either.
Like,
I just
Daddy,
remember how weird
like,
it was.
The little exchange they did, the first few sentences.
Oh, that was from
was
the...
taken straight out of Space Odyssey, which I thought was kind of cool and creepy at the same time.
You were able to pick up on it, but you can't repeat them?
I don't know what the words are, yeah.
Okay.
But I picked up on it.
Klaatu, Barata.
But no, the VR revolution's happening. Augmented reality, that's all happening. VR is being used in medical applications to do surgery and shit like that with robotic devices where the doctor sees and is doing it. The shit's happening.
I've seen that.
And that's why I bought the cardboard. Because it's the cheapest way for me to start getting into an experience
yeah.
of what is happening.
Well, this phone can do it because that's the new thing with Google. It can split your screen. It's like, hey, yeah. do you want to split apps? Or you can split... The tablet that I bought had an error where it was like, you know, blinking out half of my screen because it was trying to throw it into 3D even though it wasn't a 3D movie. I don't know. I'm
not going to buy a Rift.
How many people do you know own a 3D TV?
Zero.
I know one person, and that's because he's fucking retarded and bought it.
Well, I only know three people.
Guys, my PayPal account just got locked due to unauthorized login access.
What?
Just now.
Fucking Nicole.
No, actually, you know what happened is I was trying to buy Mad Max yesterday, and I was too lazy to get up and get my wallet.
So
I was
PayPal?
Like, I'll just use PayPal. Well, to confirm my account, it's like, confirm your account, and like just send me a text message. Still have my old phone number in there. So it's probably the person that has my old phone number trying to get into my account.
Hmm.
dick. If you're listening to this, fuck you. I only have one penny in there now because I just bought Mad Max.
Right? It was $59.99.
No, it was on sale. It was half off. It was $29.99, and I had $30 in there.
Was that on Steam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me one moment.
Hold on, please.
Speaking of getting hacked.
What happened?
Was this part, I don't know if you have this, but, you know, the Apple, whole Apple government.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Right. Well, so
just kind of go.
The government dropped their suit because they're like, "Oh, we don't need access anymore because we hacked it ourselves."
They somebody actually came out of left field and quietly said, an anonymous party came in and said, "Hey,
anonymous, get it?"
I got it. It probably was
one of those weirdos.
Well, they just came out and said,
"Like, we're into helping the government, though."
Well, one of them could.
It's true.
Or maybe one of them is in some serious shit, and he offered to do it for.
From what I heard is that
record
refuge
expunged.
From what I heard is that they just an anonymous company quietly approached the government and was like, "Hey, we can do this for you. Let us try." And they
Pay
were able.
Me,
they,
bitch.
What it was like 2 weeks. So within 2 weeks, they had it cracked. So
good for them.
None of your shit is safe, well, but we already knew that.
Apple has no idea how they did it, so it could be the government bluffing to save face. Or it could be legit that they really can hack into Apple phones. So now Apple has to scramble to figure out how they're doing it, if they're doing it.
They demanded that the government release the information.
So yeah, Apple's about to sue the government for this information. They're just going to go back and forth. And
we're going to end up paying
for it. We're living in idiocracy right now.
It's true, man. The government is just like, "Huh, we hacked your shit." Like, you're supposed to be protecting people from this bullshit.
A lot of people are trying to say...
Like, it already happened. This thing already happened.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that the government's catching a lot of shit because they should have had people on staff or should have already known that this could happen, like that this could be hacked. Like, you and I, all of us know, like, no system is bulletproof. Like, something's going to get through.
Dude, the Postal Service loses like $50 million a day. The government's not very effective or efficient.
Yeah. They have no idea what's going on.
You hear we said, "Come get us, FBI."
Yeah, get swatted right now. IRL.
They don't know what's happening here.
They don't.
Oh, man, Mad Max is back to $60.
Government's like, what's a podcast?
Where's the text message on that?
Oh, I thought you already had it.
No, where's the, "Hey, guy, why don't you check this out?"
Well, I knew Chester had it, and I thought you had it.
No, it's not part of my collection of games that I'll never play.
Well, why don't you wait for the Steam spring sale or summer sale or whatever reason
summer sale's coming up
to
next.
Have a sale.
If you're never going to play it, what's the rush?
True.
What's the rush?
You just buy it down the road.
But you know what? Okay, so I there are games that I play. There are games that I don't play. Batman, I was fucking hooked like that. I'm actually anxious that I'm not playing it right now. I'm mad that I have to leave my computer.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Somebody had some fun.
That was my Jeremy Irons. Did you like it?
That was my good. Jeremy Irons. Yeah. What do we got next on the docket?
Next. I know, Chester. Don't be sad. Final Fantasy XI for PS2 and Xbox finally shut down. I didn't even know it was still running.
Didn't that shit start in like 2001 or 2002 or something like that?
It's like 2003,
sure.
I want to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew my upstairs neighbor when I lived in Flagstaff was playing it.
And I remember when I was trying to buy a PlayStation that was... PlayStation 2, they were advertising Final Fantasy 11 online or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't believe it went on for that long. I'm good for you, Square, for keeping it going. They're like all 50 people playing it must be very bummed right now. But they can move to the PC and they won't have to buy new software.
I heard people are still playing Halo 3 online. Like, that's the servers are still up for Halo 3.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not running like private servers?
Officials servers?
I think they are official servers.
Servers. Yeah, you can't play a 2-year-old Madden game.
No, they won't. You can't update those rosters. I mean, then they lose money.
Right?
Who cares? Play the same old rosters.
No.
Maybe I want to play with Kurt Warner.
Well, maybe.
You're not making any sense right now.
Everybody wants to play the Cardinals with Kurt Warner.
Well, no, I mean, like,
can you
when,
make
you,
it 2009,
when you play,
please?
When you play Tecmo, you want to play as Bo Jackson. Right? I mean, you're
absolutely
not allowed to, but when you're playing against the PC,
yeah, you
want to
be either Thurman Thomas or Bo Jackson.
I don't know. It's just silly. Everything's silly, but good for them, and they're going to keep the PC server up for all 50 weeaboos to get on there and fucking do whatever.
Wait,
it is
so
they do. Fuck mogs or whatever it is they do in that game.
I don't know what you would do. I don't even know what you do on MMOs. I don't really care. I think there's like a
You run around and you talk about what you're going to do until someone gets bored, and then you just go to bed and you don't actually do what you were talking about doing.
Chester, what do you do on MMOs?
You run around talking about what you're going to do until you get bored and go to bed without doing what you said you were going to do.
See? That's pretty. I've watched my mom and my stepdad play
World of
Warcraft.
Will you just
call
him your dad so he can fucking have some peace of mind? Just call Joe your dad.
My mom and Joe play World of Warcraft. And seriously, it was like 2 hours of sitting around talking about what they were going to go do.
Of course.
Like for two fucking hours.
Dude, did you think.
I didn't even know I was in the house because I just like walked in and they were so into talking.
Do you
about
think
what
the Brits invaded the colonies just on 2 hours of talking? No, yeah. They had a long. MMO conversation.
Boat ride.
End game is so boring to me. Because it's like, oh, we need 20 people to do this raid. We've only got 17 people. Oh, there's people like scheduling their lives around this shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, every Tuesday at 6:30 we meet up to play. We got to do these raids.
It's almost like you have a podcast.
This podcast. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But there is at least 40 people relying on us.
Just three fat dudes sitting around a room talking about what they're doing or what they're going to do.
But we're in the same room with each other.
Except this is real life.
This is real life.
This is real life.
That's right.
Real life.
So we just started the first
shit. Yeah, but when you're playing a video game, I feel like you should be playing the game, not sitting in a chat room. Just go, if you want to go chat with someone, get in a fucking chat room.
Yeah.
You're just sitting in your, you just bought this badass PC to chat. Because that's all you're doing. Like 90% of the time, you're just talking to somebody.
I told you when watching Joe battle the dragon when we were in high school is the only reason I never played MMOs.
Yeah, because it was just all talking.
Hour and a half of talking it up to a 5-minute battle where I swear to Christ 1,000 people died.
Everyone got slaughtered immediately. It was crazy. It was awesome.
It was so great.
Nice.
Thank you, Joe, for getting me out of MMOs.
Joe Dad.
I'll call him Dad. He wants me to call him Dad.
Does he really? Yeah, he calls me son too. He came here. I was almost a fucking adult by the time. Was I 16 or 17?
Oh, he hated you though.
I was. Well, everyone hates me. That's getting lying.
Everybody loves you. Everybody who works with you hates you, but all of your friends love
but
you.
I'm a monster.
You are, and that's why everybody loves you. I think you're a brave dude.
Because I'm a monster.
My
and I
human
know it.
Resources. No, my human resources manager was like, "Who's this awesome guy?"
Hey,
I'm like,
"That
like,
guy's no, my. That guy's
you guys
my
can't. Nigga. You can't talk. You can't talk. You can't talk. Please stop. Please stop." Anyway,
you know why, Dirk? People like me because I'm real.
It's better than being a monster and not knowing it.
Yeah,
Dirk.
Right? That's like true. The guy playing Dirk. Golf behind you.
Thank you, Chester.
I bet that guy was playing golf behind you didn't know he was an asshole.
I was.
He probably thought he was
to
being
telling
funny.
Him. I was pretty close to saying, hey, man, we're here to have a good time, so shut your fucking mouth.
Damn. And
wow.
Then five iron to the side of the head, and then you're in jail.
Would prison. Have been
a good story, though.
Prison.
Yeah, that's attempted murder.
Ooh, I forgot. I actually started watching the...
Hit him in the stomach.
It's only attempted murder if you're trying to kill him.
Well, if you're hitting him in the head with a golf club.
No, then it's manslaughter two or, like, negligence
I'm
or
not
something.
Trying to kill the guy. I'm just trying to give him brain damage.
It's intent.
I'm trying to...
Intent.
Did you see after Jim Brady died, now they're calling it homicide.
Jim Brady.
The guy that got shot in the head with Reagan got shot.
Ray gun?
The gun? Reason we have Brady laws when you have to buy
There's
a gun.
A ray gun involved?
Jesus Christ. He got shot in the head with a ray gun.
Yes.
Remember when Reagan was almost assassinated?
Was it like
Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan almost got assassinated.
And Vincent Time Machine.
Oh,
my God. We got a fucking duo. Ronald Reagan and Vincent Time Machine.
Had sex on top of Jim Brady's body.
Okay, so Jim Brady is the weird
And he's been like he's been like all like mentally, like, he really fucked his brain up. And he finally died, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or months ago.
He had a good run.
That's
yeah, 30
did,
years
yeah.
past. 30,
33 years.
He's probably like
that.
In his mid-20s
But it's
to late
33 20s? Years, and now they're calling it a homicide because that's what killed him.
What?
Huh.
Dude, he's old. He's old and brain damaged. Like, yeah, I guess that might have contributed. Wait, but he lived for 33 years.
So one of the Secret Service people shot him in the head?
No, the guy that tried to shoot Reagan. I don't even remember his name. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, he hit the guy in the head.
Yeah, he hit Brady.
He hit Brady in the head. Okay, Brady was one of his Secret Service people or like
no,
or bystander.
He was, I don't even remember
Tom
what
Brady?
He was. I don't know, he was a press secretary or something. I don't remember. I'm not that old. I mean, I was alive when it happened, but
it happened in 1981.
Yeah, see, I was alive when it happened.
I just know that I know that that happened in 1981.
I was barely alive when it happened. I remember it like it was yesterday. So, anyways, that was stupid. Oh. So this doesn't need to happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a Jay and Silent Bob game, kids. And I can't wait to not play it. I mean, I like old Kevin Smith, but I don't, like, he still keeps doing stuff, and I don't know why.
Kevin Smith, I'm
he's,
sorry.
Like, just writing this thing out. Like, find something new. Make a whole new thing.
Well, the funny thing was,
for us to love.
The funny thing was is that he...
Well, okay, to be fair, there's an angry video game nerd movie.
Well, that's because he wants...
If
want,
you
no, want
to talk about shit that won't go away.
No, because, listen, the angry... What's his name?
Jim
I don't know.
Brandon Routh.
He wanted to be a cinematographer. He wanted to be in the business.
In movies.
Yeah, but so we can call him the other Kevin Smith because Kevin Smith started, like, you know, he did Clerks on a shoestring budget. That's why he used black and white film.
Right.
Ran up credit card debt. So the angry video game nerd is now like the YouTube generation. So that's why he's branching away from YouTube and he's doing like his own thing. Angry video game nerd, whatever. I mean, that's his whole thing. It's not going to be a cult classic like this because everything's saturated with all the
bullshit. Can we just go back
the bullshit.
There's
we,
a movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Where can I get it?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you
on Steam?
Really? Is it free?
No.
No.
Can
of course.
I find it? I'm going to pirate it.
I'm sure
such
you can.
A monster.
I'm sure you can. And then stream it on Twitch.
Yeah. I'll do that.
While you're watching it. Let's
and
watch.
Touching yourself.
No, so
do a let's watch.
Let's watch me play with myself and watch an angry video.
I think that's
movie.
I think that's called a reaction video.
No, you'll get sued for that.
No, those are can get sued.
No,
for that. It's called a let's watch.
Let's watch.
It's called a let's watch.
Let's watch me masturbate.
So Kevin Smith, he actually, I think in the early 2000s, he tried to branch away. He like Jay and Silent Bob are Dead. I'll never make another movie about him. And then, like, I want to say four or five years later, he made Jay and Silent Bob 2 because, was it Geely?
Wait, there was a Jay and Silent Bob 2?
I think you and I went and watched it in the theater.
There was
Jay
a Jay
and Silent Bob Strike Back?
No, no, no. Clerks 2. Clerks 2 is what
I'm saying. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I was like, wait a minute. What am I missing?
It's all blends together. They only wanted those characters brought back in. I just remember Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
So
it's okay to put it in
well,
your mouth.
So
after
he tried to branch out and he did what is it, Gigi or Geely? Like
Geely.
Geely, the Benefleck and
Bennifer.
Yeah, Bennifer.
The Bennifer vehicle.
Yeah. And then I think he did another movie.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic vehicle.
You know what? I would have rather watched fucking J-Lo be Batman than fucking Ben Affleck, okay?
Aww.
It would have been more believable.
I like Ben Affleck.
I like J-Lo.
I like Ben Affleck too. I don't like Batman, Batfleck. I don't like Batfleck.
That dude is big. I'll give him that. Like
he got swole.
Yeah, I heard he's yoked
for a 50-year-old dude. He got swole.
He is swole.
Swole patrol.
Let's talk about that real quick. Let's just bring that up. Hold Batman on, versus Superman. We didn't talk about
best
that.
Movie I haven't seen yet.
I was telling no.
What about Geely?
I watch Geely like at least once a week.
Close second. So. I told Ryan earlier, I finally landed on it. I'm not giving it a, like, you know, one of ten scale. I'm giving it a 1 to 5 scale. I give it a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
But I give
you
those...
You mean 4 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I went to the 5 scale.
Okay.
He's rounding down. Or what is it? What is that called? In
lowest math? Common denominator.
Yeah, lowest common denominator.
Nah, it's
just
called
like
something.
This show.
I need the clap button. The clap button.
All right.
Break up
it's right here. Here.
It's not hooked up because you refuse to hook it up.
Yeah, it's like
a monster.
A lot of work. Tell me about this movie. Give me your real
two out of five stars.
2 out of 5 stars. I came to this conclusion because Justin was asking me why he should go see it, and the only reason I could tell him to go see it is because I give those chairs 5 out of 5.
What? Oh, did you go to the cool theater?
We went to the reclining theater.
Did you go to the one with drinks?
They were putting that in.
Oh,
shit. So we brought our own.
There will soon. Yes, it's true. Of course we did.
Oh, you guys went together.
We're adults.
Yeah, he picked me up from the airport on Friday.
That's right, when you came
we
back into town.
It. Yeah,
and the family sat right next to us.
That was. I felt so bad about
that. That kid practically like. I felt like he was gonna just try to sit in my lap or something because he was like talking to me during the movie.
You did turn into like the big brother, like you know.
I had to. What was I supposed to do?
You were his big brother. That
he's like, who's that? What's
What's that?
You should have turned to his parents and be like, excuse me, you need to move your child.
Well, then his hot mom sat asshole. Next to me, and she was
boom,
like,
gone.
She's like, who's that? Did she really?
Bitch, it was in the credits at the beginning.
Well, when Lex came on, she's like, I thought he was bald. And I'm like, I think it's his son, Lex Luthor Jr. Because I thought it was.
Dude, that's some balls, man, because her husband
isn't
was,
his name or Xander probably or something?
Black was dude. Some huge black dude.
Whatever.
I would love you sit down. Who's that?
Right? They just rotate.
Who that?
Anytime any of them have a question, they just sit next to me like, who that?
That white dude with the mamba know what's going on.
Yo, who this is?
Who that?
Oh, don't open that door.
Oh, man. Anyway.
That was wrong. That was mean, Chester.
Well, you know me. I'm a racist.
Well, because Chester and I, we pick a spot where, like, nobody's around. We are like, 10 minutes before the movie starts. We are a little late. Nobody's going to come sit down. Literally, right before the credits start.
I'm glad you guys asked me to credits. Go.
You were at work.
I picked him up from the airport.
I actually asked him at the last episode, after the last episode was done. I was like, hey, do you want to go
wait,
see this movie?
You went on Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Friday.
At what time?
2:30.
I get off at 2:30.
Oh, you want to go see a movie?
You could have made it. You could have made it just in time to see Superman die.
Oh.
Why? Yes.
Is that 7 Mary 3? What was that band's name?
Our Lady Peace.
Our Lady Peace. That was close.
Yeah.
7 Mary 3 was cumbersome. The guys that sound like a bunch of bikers.
Ooh,
they look
two
like
black and two white. And
you look like one of the guys from 7 Mary 3,
do
Chester.
I?
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, Chester.
Two of five, pacing was terrible. It took an hour before like the first action scene happened because we got to see angry. Not Batman and angry not Superman, like,
be angry at each other.
Okay.
So it's like
we don't ever need Superman to see the Batman origin story ever again.
Oh. Do they do that, really? Or was there just, like, flashbacks?
No,
or
it was
flashbacks?
Very brief.
It was the first part.
But it was at the beginning of the movie, like, oh.
I think we all understand
I turned to Chester, I'm like, oh, thank God they're going to tell Batman's backstory. I didn't even know what's right? going on.
Oh, but what about when young Bruce Wayne was levitated by bats?
That was a dream, but I audibly, like, I lolled when
so did I. We lost it. Just like, oh, okay, we can go now. We can leave right now. He's being lifted out of the cave by bats.
Because he falls down the well, and they're doing the origin
story.
I'm
unfamiliar with Batman's origin story, so please explain.
So when
all
he falls down the well, he runs into the bats, but he holds his hands out like, oh, okay, this is happening. And then in the movie, he starts to lift his feet off the ground.
Batman's parents were killed by a mugger.
She had pearls on.
She had a pearl necklace that for some strange reason, the mugger decided to put the pearl necklace between the hammer of the gun and the
it
part
just, dude,
that it hits
it happened naturally.
So that when he pulled the trigger, the necklace exploded.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever
heard.
It
was so
dramatic.
Well, then you haven't seen the rest of the movie. That's the dumbest fucking thing you've ever heard.
Was it worse than Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
I never saw that.
I'd go back and watch Once Upon a Time rather than watch.
No Batman. Way.
The pacing was at least that movie knew what it was. It knew that it was a wordy, wanted to be another Diablo movie to where it was like
Diablo,
Desperado. Desperado. Sorry.
Well, it was a sequel to Desperado.
It was a prequel to Diablo.
Whatever, mm-hmm. Which made it really awesome at the end. So it was really slow paced, and it was a lot of build up, and it was a lot of.
How was Wonder Woman? I heard she stole the show.
She didn't.
She stole my heart.
She showed up out of nowhere. Her backstory was literally a picture.
She came from Themyscira.
No, she'd been on Earth for a long time.
Themyscira is Earth.
It's
kind of like a lost
city. It's like a lost island.
Oh.
Full of big Amazon women.
Her backstory was literally like a 100-year-old picture.
They like Snoo Snoo.
Huh.
Yeah, death by Snoo Snoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just shows up. She steals one of Batman's things and then like was like,
deuces.
Yeah.
Was there Aquaman?
I was only borrowing.
They showed a short clip of Aquaman.
They found him in a ship.
They showed a brief
Cyborg.
Throwback to Cyborg and then
Flash.
The Flash. They didn't show the Flash. They showed a
Red
convenience
streak.
Store being robbed and then there was lightning and the guy was gone.
One kid was standing at like, you know, the milk opening cooler door and the store starts to get robbed.
I think, I missed the kid at the cooler door.
Well, that was the Flash. Okay. He was standing at the cooler door, and it shows him kind of look over his shoulder, and the store's getting robbed. I actually think he lets go of the milk, goes and like hits the guy, and then runs back and grabs the milk before it drops.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, until you
that's
see
the best part of the whole movie.
Well, then you see like the Flash. You're like, he's Serbian. Like, he's like very dark, curly Mediterranean hair.
I want it to be the same kid who's the Flash in the TV show, but it's not.
It's not. It's not.
Well, anyway, Batman and Superman hate each other for a lot of the movie, and then something happens. I didn't catch it because I got.
Oh, you remember their moms have the same name?
Oh, that's right. Which I didn't catch.
They're both of their mothers are named Martha.
Fuck! My whole life. My whole fucking life.
Well, that's the one thing that bonds them together.
That's what
that
brings them together.
Also, they're both orphans.
Batman is literally about to kill Superman.
Yeah, what happened with it? Because his strong thing
he's
was
about
like,
to kill him, and Superman is like, he's going to kill Martha. And Batman's like, why'd you say that? What? Why did you do that?
He's going to kill Martha.
Well, Lex is holding Martha.
Because Lex...
By the way, spoiler alert.
We'll go back and record something at the beginning of this. Like, hey, sure. We're about to talk about Batman versus Superman.
No, fuck that.
Okay.
They can have it. But what did they do to Hershey?
Hershey gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Lex Luthor kidnaps her and says, I'm going to kill your mom if you don't kill Batman.
Batman.
Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck. Okay. And basically...
But Superman doesn't kill.
How does he convince?
I also heard Batman killed a lot of people in this movie.
No, he didn't kill people.
Inadvertently.
No, Batman already doesn't like Superman because Superman dropped a building on a guy's legs, which makes him upset because he was his employee.
That's right, but Lex manipulated all of that too, of course.
He did. And then all while Lex is trying to get Batman to kill Superman, he's got plan B.
All right, can we just stop telling me the whole story? Chester, tell me your thoughts on the movie.
I feel like I didn't have to watch it. I could have gone through life without ever seeing it.
So I should wait for the dollar theater or DVD.
Yeah.
I would just, yeah.
Wait
I
for
mean,
Netflix.
The Divda?
Divda.
Marvel, not Marvel, DC or Warner Brothers, they have a 5-year plan to do 10 movies. Mm-hmm. So if you plan on watching all 10 movies, you gotta see the first one, of course.
So wait for all of them to come out on DVD and then go watch the last one in the theater.
Just watch the last one.
I would, yeah, because that'll tie it all together.
Just watch when they finally get to the Justice League
just
movie.
Wait,
go watch that.
In 2021, just watch the last movie.
Well, Chester and I were talking that Marvel did a great job with planting seeds at the end of every movie,
yeah.
Like to build up to the Avengers, and now they've got like all the Avengers running rampant. So Captain America: Civil War actually tears the Avengers apart. So, but that's all tied in together.
Spoiler.
Sorry, I mean, I'm spoiling a movie that hasn't come out yet. DC did it wrong because they
shoehorned it in. Like.
They did. That's why I said Wonder Woman's backstory is literally a fucking picture. Like, that's all her
she
backstory.
Just comes out of nowhere and saves their lives.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should read a fucking comic book sometime. Or watch that awesome Justice League show.
Well, you can't tell us to do that because they thought we were fucking dumb because they threw a fucking another Batman origin story at the beginning of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Well, you need to know why he's so brooding and moody.
Yeah.
Already know that if we wanted to read comics.
Not throw a Superman origin story in.
Because they had a movie that they had a first movie to do that.
Because it's the same franchise.
The one good thing, the one good credit.
Oh, yeah, because they have a new Batman, so they need to tell a new origin
story.
No,
yes. No, so actually this, if I'm looking into this right, it is the original Batman. I think it's a tear off of Christian Bale's Batman, but it's like 20 years later. So it's a.
Then why is Alfred so much younger?
Well, no, because the Christian Bale Batman, he retired. There was never any Robin.
True.
But this Batman
did have a Robin.
Had a Robin. They allude to Jason Todd being beaten to death, which is why I think Batman is so dark and he brands child abusers.
Oh yeah, he's got a bat brand.
He's got a bat brand.
Tight.
It's like an electric cigarette lighter shaped like a bat that he brands these child abusers, and then when they go to prison, it's pretty much a death sentence. So he doesn't kill people directly.
But he lets people
he leads to their death.
I was telling him I thought the Batman was like a little too dark. Like he killed some people in this movie, like not directly.
It.
Yeah. So anyway, that's our Batman, Superman.
Well, thanks for ruining the whole movie for me. I don't need to watch it.
Let's talk about video
games. Let the movie ruin itself for you.
So the first Nintendo's first smartphone game, and I use the word game loosely, finally came out.
It's not a game.
It's not a game. It's pretty much that Bitmoji thing we use to send each other goofy pictures. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much that. So you make a Mii, mm-hmm. which is your little avatar for Nintendo, and then you just link it up to your Facebook or your Twitter, and you annoy the shit out of your friends with it.
So it's Nintendo's social advertising.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it is. Viral. There's no fucking game involved. You just put your Mii in amusing situations, like inside photos and stuff. I'm falling inside of a lion's mouth or something fucking retarded. There you go. There's your game, quotey fingers.
I think that was a cat anyway, that you looked at.
It was really big, though, so it looked like a lion.
Thanks, Nintendo.
Thanks, Nintendo, for giving us all the games. We were like, hey, Nintendo, finally, in my pocket.
We've had that.
I know.
We've been there.
That was my joke.
So we can skip on that.
It's so fucking stupid. Like, everyone expected a game. Like, oh, maybe they'll make a Zelda. You make a fucking Mii.
They won't.
And annoy your Facebook friends.
I think that they will probably go some route. If they actually want to do a game tie-in, they will do a peripheral. But they actually...
For your phone?
They won't even... I don't even think they'll do that because they released the fucking Wii U remote. So never mind. I just argued myself out of my fucking counterpoint.
Yeah. Whatever. Suck a Nintendo.
All right. So what do we got?
Ooh, Mass Effect 4. I might actually have to read most of this. So there was a group test survey that someone posted on Reddit. And this is all a quote from that test survey. Mass Effect Andromeda takes players to the Andromeda Galaxy, far beyond the Milky Way, where players will lead the fight for a new home in history territory where we are the aliens, opposed by a deadly indigenous race bent on stopping us.
In the year 2000!
So we're pretty much the invading aliens.
That'd be kind of cool. So what, we have to carry on, like, you know,
we're trying
the
to
human
save,
race?
Yeah, right, what's because going? So our galaxy, wherever we're from, was destroyed.
Where'd this come from?
This was there was a test group.
No, but I mean
and they posted it on Reddit and NeoGAF.
But I'm saying who reported on it? Was it NeoGAF?
Somebody on Reddit, and then all the gaming sites ripped it from that Reddit post.
Oh, okay, so this came from Reddit.
This came from Reddit.
I thought that they put a thing out there on Reddit.
No,
like, just like a test thing.
Somebody brought the flyer or whatever they give you out of the test group.
Oh.
So they give you a little brochure and tells you what to expect from the game.
And they snuck
and somebody out. Snuck it out and posted up what it said on it.
Somebody
there
snuck.
There was also some shots
quotey
they put up.
Fingers snuck
so,
it out.
Yeah. So yeah, it got leaked, quote unquote.
Viral marketing.
So we're the invading aliens in the Andromeda Galaxy, which actually sounds kind of cool. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of. I don't know.
I don't know. Do you really want to be that big of an asshole?
Imagine humanity actually gets off of this planet.
The human race is a virus.
After destroying Earth, and we just move out into the universe.
We're doing a really good job of that. We're almost there.
I know.
It's time for us to get the
fuck
out
of here. As
soon
as we find somewhere else with resources,
ruin somebody else's universe.
We're
going
to take those resources, and we're going to move on, just like the aliens in ID4.
I was going to say Independence Day.
Yeah. Yes, that is the future of humanity.
See, Agent Smith knew.
No peace.
Human race is a virus.
It is.
A disease.
No peace.
And then he's all sweaty.
Die.
Sorry, I'm being the alien.
Independence Day 4. 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited for
I'm
that?
I'm really excited for Independence Day 4 2.
There still isn't any peace.
We fucking told you.
You know what?
This time it's personal.
I like Mass Effect.
This
Mass
time
Effect
no
2
peace.
Was a great game, but I don't know. It's kind of just put
it's
it to bed.
It's
just
cool.
Put it
it's
to bed.
It's going to have a seamless open world galaxy, which means it's going to be filled with a whole bunch of traveling and no gameplay.
So, okay. So can
it's No Man's Sky.
Can I do like a little rant?
Tight.
Just between. Don't give him that look.
That's what half of this show is. So please feel
give
free.
Give him a look.
You did. You gave him like the, this is going to happen.
If you can get it in the next negative 6 minutes.
I want to hear your rant.
It's not really a rant, but it kind of is. You fucking asshole. I think that everybody's just stopping. Like, they're not trying to make like really good games, and they're trying to make franchises based on like the Nintendo canon. Because Nintendo's been living off the same 8 characters for the past 30 years.
Right.
So just let Mass Effect be a trilogy. Don't kind of try to keep limping it along. As much as I like seeing like Ken and Cloud and all those other people in the Smash Brothers, I don't really just stop. Like, I guess
what
it was
a really awesome game. I mean, you look at Assassin's Creed. What if they would have just stopped?
That, you know what?
I wouldn't have got the last one. The last one was awesome.
I would prefer Syndicate?
Syndicate. Mm-hmm. That's a good game. So sometimes you need to stop. Like, Mass Effect would have been fine as a trilogy. Because Shepard's dead or whatever happened to him, and who fucking cares now? Like,
he's assimilated. He's a Borg.
He is a Reaper.
The Starship Enterprise came down and picked him up.
Spoilers. And
beamed him up.
Shaved his head, and they put him on a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, well, you know, they could have actually just made a whole new space game and not even needed to call it Mass Effect. Yeah.
But they've already put so much time and effort into creating this universe.
It's true. They have, like, languages.
These races, their religions and history.
But they don't need to call it... I don't think they need to call it Mass Effect. I think they do.
They really? Really do. But don't call it, like, if they're just going to call it Mass Effect Andromeda and not call it Mass Effect 4, I think that starts off a whole new series.
But the Mass Effect is, like, it is the technology that allows them to, like, you know, go the mass relays.
Yeah.
I don't know. They could have called it something different set in the Mass Effect trilogy, like set it or
yeah,
set
like
in the Mass Effect.
Like Andromeda.
Or the new...
But if they called it Mass Effect Andromeda.
Well, yeah, but what about Stargate? There's all these different Stargate
shows. You
know
what? And I thought they were all crap because the only thing that I like is the Stargate movie.
But what about MacGyver?
That's MacGyver.
You're
that's
a
not
filthy ass bitch.
That's not Stargate.
Richard Dean Anderson is an amazing human being. I get very emotional.
Jet fuel.
About Mr. Anderson.
Do we have anything else after this? Is this the end of it?
Oh, that fucking dog shit.
Oh, God. So this is going to be an hour and a half
we need to blow this out real quick.
Oh,
so,
fuck.
Don't go on a rant and don't have to get off topic, but please give us a short backstory about what the hell happened here.
I did a brief read of it. Slaughtergrounds Publishing is suing a reviewer who's not Total Biscuit, but he worked for The Escapist.
You got to do this first. So Slaughtering Grounds is a game that was published on Steam, and apparently the game was dog shit.
They wound up purchasing artifacts. They did a dev kit. They bought a dev kit from somebody. Listen, it's 2 18-year-old kids in Yuma, yeah. Yuma, Arizona. That has to be like 20-year-old kids in Yuma, Arizona. They released this game on Steam. They bought a pack of like pre-rendered.
Yeah, like pre-rendered sprites and like images. Artifacts. They took off Google image search.
Yeah. And they made a very, very terrible first-person shooter back in 2014. And then they put it on Steam and tried to sell it for $10. There's a reviewer. I can't remember his name. Did you put it up there?
Yeah,
Jim Sterling.
Jim Sterling from The Escapist.
From The Escapist. Has been lampooning this game and this company for the past 2 years. Every time this company, I'm doing this in quotey fingers, because technically we're a company. Every time a company like gets this company releases something, he lampoons it. His followers are apparently being a little over the top and sending them bags of dog shit and doing all this stuff. So the publisher decided to sue Jim Sterling for $10 million for assault, libel, and defamation. Or slander.
That's slander, brother.
They filed the claim 2 weeks ago in Arizona court.
Badass, huh?
Wow.
Hooray for Arizona.
Out of the Yuma County.
You can't sue someone for having an opinion. It's even better, right?
They're saying it went above and beyond because that it's been...
But
like,
he didn't send the dog shit, did he?
Could be like inciting a riot. You didn't start the riot. You just kind of started it.
He didn't start the fire. It was always burning, Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
Since the world's been turning.
With underneath dog shit or above dog shit?
Yeah.
To stamp it out.
He didn't start the dog shit fire. You can't sue someone for having an opinion, which is why they're representing themselves, because no sane lawyer would ever take this fucking case.
Well, they tried to do a crowdsourcing thing where they like crowdfunded it, but people found out how to donate to them, but they would get chargebacks and it would actually charge them for so
look, if awesome. People don't like your game, just fucking move on with your life. Just say, oh, my God, everyone hates this game. Just take it off Steam and go get a job at McDonald's.
Well, there was a whole lot of bullshit that went back and forth between Sterling and the developer on Steam and on YouTube. And this has been going on since 2014. There were copyright strikes that the publisher did against
Sterling. They did takedown notices on his videos. And
now it's going to court. And it's going to play out in our great state of Arizona.
And you know what's going to happen? These guys are going to lose their ass, and then this guy will probably countersue and win. and it's going to be fantastic.
But he's a,
for people like us that, can you do that a comment on things.
Can you do a civil suit from can I sue you civilly from outside of the US? Can I if you were
I don't know, they sued BP for spilling all that oil.
Well, that's because there were like international treaties and probably some laws around that. But say like you being a British citizen, say that you don't like me and get some.
Maybe he lives in America.
Maybe he
does.
You
don't know him.
I mean, I'm being very, very racist, and I'm.
You can do whatever you want. I mean, I could sue Vladimir Putin. He's not going to show up to court.
Go on. Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not like they broke international laws by this bullshit.
Well, now NATO has to get involved.
Oh, God damn NATO. Donald Trump doesn't like NATO. I just heard about that. And Fight Club penis.
Doug put a picture of the Fight Club penis in our presentation.
Again.
Because he loves fucking Fight Club penis.
He just wanted to see it on the 30-inch.
On the big TV. The 30-inch Fight Club penis.
No, I just want to see it blown up in real life.
30-inch HD.
Blow me up.
This is 720p, son. Look at that.
Damn.
I wish we had video for just a second so you guys see how fancy our studio is now.
It's kind of fancy.
I got
it's
a TV
weird.
On a swivel so we can put our notes up there and Fight Club penis.
I'm sitting with my back to a rolling fucking coat hanger or a coat rack. So how fancy can we be?
Well, though, I got leather jackets.
It's not. At least it's not a stationary coat hanger. It's on wheels, bro.
It is.
Yeah.
You know it.
Look, there's my dupe outfit. My Zap Brannigan right Brannigan? Behind you.
It's pretty awesome.
Casual Couch cosplay. Well, so I even got the duster.
You do have the duster. So if you guys like what you hear, you can pick us up either on our website at casualcowards.com. You can pick us up on Stitcher, Podcast Addict, or at the iTunes store, which is
dude,
where it all
Google
comes
us.
From.
We are on every single podcast thing ever.
If you found
it's
us
crazy.
Here.
Stuff I've never even heard
if you
of.
If you're already listening to this and you already Googled us.
If you're already here, welcome. And if you're not, fuck you. Get in here.
We kind of have a YouTube channel that we haven't touched in about 4 months, but.
We are fat, ugly people.
Nah.
Yeah, we're doing you a favor.
Yeah, you don't want to see us. Go back
favor.
And watch some of those videos. If you want to see us, let us know. And we're not going to get on there because I'm still ugly. I'm not doing sit-ups.
We're going to start a Patreon.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you liked what you hear, please get on our Patreon and give us money to sit here and drink beer and talk about video games.
And we'll never
that
start
would be
a Patreon.
Great. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's start a Patreon.
Why?
I don't know.
So we can take Corey's money?
So we can, yes.
We have one Corey or Ross's money.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to pay for the, I mean...
Oh, hey, Steve.
The web hosting and the fucking the Libsyn.
No, we're not doing that. We can play it. We're adults. Steve deployed. Oh, yeah. He didn't deploy. He made it to half his deployment.
He what?
Steve.
Made it to half his deployment?
He's like in Indiana right now. He's already shipped out.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, Steve Scott.
Steve that was here last week with us. Or
two weeks ago.
And time runs together.
Where did he deploy?
He hasn't deployed yet. He's at his base getting ready. Buying video games in the sky.
What?
Oh, wait.
He's just in the reserve. Like, he didn't die.
Spoiler.
Steve's dead, man. Steve's dead. Game over.
Oh, what happened? Did he get shot in the Middle East? No, he died in a plane crash on his way to Indiana.
Indiana, man.
All right. Well, for episode 67 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
You looked for the 67.
Yeah,
my name is Dirk.
Well, I don't know, and I'm sober.